אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. One of the 11 Israeli travelers who returned to the country early on Friday after being quarantined for the last 2 weeks on the Diamond Princess cruise ship off Japan's coast tested positive for coronavirus on Friday, marking the first case of the virus here. On Wednesday, Japan ended the quarantine on the ship for anyone who tested negative for the disease, and on Thursday, the majority of Israelis disembarked. A plane carrying the passengers from Japan was brought to a remote area of Ben Gurion Airport just after 4 a.m, where the travelers were immediately put on vans to be taken to the Sheba Medical Center near Tel Aviv, where they will spend 14 days in quarantine. As they arrived at the special isolated hospital building, the passengers gave breath samples designated to determine whether they could have the virus in their blood. Results showed a positive result for one woman and negative results for the other 10 Israelis. All 11 had been tested before departing from Japan and all showed up as negative there. Each traveller is in a separate quarantined room at the Sheba Medical Center, with couples staying in adjacent chambers. Their families had earlier handed the hospital food, snacks and various items to be used by them during the quarantine period. One family left a bottle of Corona beer for its returning passenger. 15 Israelis had been among the over 3,000 passengers and crew quarantined aboard the Diamond Princess since February 4th. Four of them remain hospitalized in Japan in good condition after being diagnosed with the virus. Yesterday, the health ministry said 9 South Koreans have tested positive for the coronavirus after a recent visit to Israel. The Koreans were in Israel from February the 8th to 15th and were confirmed to have the virus upon their return to South Korea. The health ministry yesterday called on anyone who was in close contact with the Koreans to report this and self-quarantine for 14 days from the date of their last interaction. It also posted a list of places the group visited, among them Netanya, Caesarea, Nazareth, the Sea of Galilee, the Dead Sea, Beersheba, Jerusalem and Hebron. Some 30 Israeli 8th grade students from Beersheba who came in contact with the South Korean pilgrims were instructed last night to enter isolation along with two of their teachers to prevent possible spread of the disease in the country. The Education Ministry said it will provide online resources in order to continue the studies while at home. As part of efforts to prevent the spread of the deadly coronavirus, Interior Minister Aryeh Deri on Monday said Israel was banning the entry of all non-Israelis who were in Thailand, Singapore, Hong Kong and Macau in the previous 14 days. The ban on travel from China has been enforced since the end of January. The previous week, Health Minister Litzman advised against travel to Thailand, Japan, Hong Kong, Singapore, Macau, South Korea and Taiwan. 33-year-old Maha Ibrahim Zatara of East Jerusalem tried to stab a policeman in Jerusalem's Old City yesterday before he was shot dead by officers. The assailant was spotted with a knife in his hand by border police officers at the Lion's Gate as he ran to carry out an attack. A female passerby was lightly hurt in the leg during the attack and was taken to hospital by Magen David Adom. On Friday, a Palestinian woman tried to stab passers-by at the Amon HaNatziv promenade, making several attempts with a kitchen knife before being overpowered. One man suffered very mild injuries and did not require medical treatment. The Justice Ministry on Tuesday announced that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's corruption trial will open on March 17th at 3 p.m, just 2 weeks after Israelis head to the ballot box for the third time in a year. The Tel Aviv District Court overturned a previous ruling on Friday and said police could search the cell phones of 4 aides to Prime Minister Netanyahu who are suspected of arranging the harassment of a state witness in the cases against the Prime Minister. Last month, the Tel Aviv's Magistrates Court ruled that police could not search the phones of Likud spokesman Yonatan Urich and party officials Yossi Shalom and Yisrael Einhorn, explaining that the search warrant requests for their devices were based on evidence obtained through previous unauthorized reviews of the devices. Kahol Levan chairman Benny Gantz on Friday suggested the opening of a criminal probe into a failed cybersecurity firm he led before it went bankrupt was influenced by political factors. Gantz, who is not under any personal suspicion by police, denied any wrongdoing during his time at Fifth Dimension and reiterated his support for investigators, even if sometimes it's not comfortable for me on a personal level, he said. Acting State Attorney Dan Aldad on Thursday ordered an investigation into Fifth Dimension over suspicions related to violations of acquisition laws and accusations that the firm presented law enforcement false information about its operations. A class action lawsuit has been filed against the Get Taxi app for offering a service that allegedly discriminates against Arab taxi drivers. In Jerusalem, the company offers an option called Mahadran for those wishing to hail a cab that is not used on Shabbat or Jewish holidays. The lawsuit charges that the service is discriminatory against the city's large number of Arab taxi drivers, many of whom do drive on Shabbat. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced on Thursday that he had lifted restrictions against the construction of the controversial Givat HaMatos neighbourhood in East Jerusalem, saying 3,000 homes would be built for Jewish residents there, in addition to another 2,200 housing units for Jews in the nearby Har Choma neighbourhood. Final authorization for the construction in Givat HaMatos had been given by his office 6 years ago. This was the first time that Netanyahu publicly admitted to having placed a building freeze on the Givat HaMatos plan, explaining that he had been under immense pressure from countries abroad not to build there. Netanyahu said he'd also given approval for 1,000 homes for Palestinians in the neighbourhood of Beit Tzavafa, which has long suffered from a housing crisis. Jordan on Tuesday condemned Transportation Minister Bezalel Smotrich's plan to extend the high-speed Tel Aviv-Jerusalem rail line to the Kotel. Smotrich said that officials had approved moving forward with a controversial plan to place a train station at the heart of the Old City that would whisk tourists from Ben-Gurion Airport to the Western Wall. Calling the plan a flagrant violation of international law, Amman's foreign ministry spokesman, Daifala Al-Fayez, called on the international community to assume its responsibilities and to resist the illegitimate and illegal Israeli steps. Thanks to a long period of rain this winter, the shores of the northern Dead Sea have burst into carpets of colour. The 7-kilometre stretch between Kibbutz Kalia and Ovnat is ripe with fields of annual species whose seeds can lay dormant in the desert for years until there's enough water for them to germinate. These include swathes of rainbow tod flax, which comes in mauve, yellow or white, with orange dots, pink-leaved rumex, yellow Fakatovsky aronsoia, and white mignonette. Poppies abound too. While the vast majority of Israel's 6.3 million eligible voters will have to wait until March 2nd before they can cast their votes for the third time in under a year, some 5,200 Israelis stationed in 96 embassies and consulates were able to vote from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. their local time on Wednesday. The vote started in New Zealand and slowly rolled westward, ending in San Francisco some 30 hours later. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.